I'm Carl Nathy for WUKY News. The University of Kentucky and the Greater Lexington community will celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday, January 18th, with a number of events and activities to commemorate the life and legacy of Dr. King. Lexington Fayette Urban County First District Council member James Brown serves as co-chair of the MLK Holiday Planning Committee.
MLK Holiday is the most inclusive and diverse day in Lexington throughout the year. That's why it's important that we keep this tradition up and continue to look for opportunities for us to get together and celebrate.
University of Kentucky Associate Vice President for Institutional Equity and Equal Opportunity Terry Allen is a longtime MLK committee member who serves as the coordinator of the annual Downtown Freedom March.
We must reaffirm our commitment to Martin Luther King's legacy, to his teachings each and every year. The values that he represented, such as human dignity and respect, which ultimately leads to equal opportunity for each and everyone, what he really envisioned has not totally occurred. That tells us that there is a tremendous amount of work to do.
MLK committee member LaTanya Jones is a small business owner in Lexington and is heavily involved in planning this year's MLK Day events.
We had to get creative given the COVID-19, and we had to shift and adapt.
Enter Lexington-born filmmaker Joan Brannon.
We hired Joan to actually create a film that would document the spirit of Martin Luther King. And then we also wanted to meet the moment that we were in 2020, not only facing a pandemic, but also with the protests that were happening here in Lexington, as well as Louisville being sort of ground zero, given what happened to Breonna Taylor. The film is called Fire and Heart, A Blueprint for Liberation.
Since there will not be the traditional indoor program following the march due to the ongoing pandemic, the film will go live on the MLK Committee's YouTube channel on Monday, January 18th at noon. For more information about MLK Day events, you can go to www.uky.edu/MLK, or you can search the MLK Committee's Facebook page at Lexington MLK Holiday.
I remember marching in the march when I was a teenager with my church youth group, and it takes on a different meaning to me now than it did then. Social unrest that we've seen this year, a lot of it's based on old wounds that haven't healed.
I still have my grandmother who is 90 years old. My mother is still with me. I lived 25 years with my great-grandmother who died at 98. So I do have the sense of history that is within my family. What makes me sad, while we have made these strides, I have been able to pursue an education. There are some ways in which I can move more freely than what my grandmother was able to do, what my great-grandmother was able to do, what my mother was able to do. But what disheartens me is that I have the same dream that they had. It weighs heavy on me that I am still just praying that my nieces and nephews who are 18, 15, 16, that they can walk around freely and not be harmed because of the color of their skin. That's troubling to me. So I'm still dreaming the same dream that my grandmother had, who was born in 1900.
Terry Allen is in his fourth decade as coordinator of the Downtown Freedom March. And in spite of the ongoing pandemic, the overwhelming sentiment expressed by citizens is that they are very happy that the march will indeed take place at 10 a.m. Monday, January 18th in downtown Lexington.
I can only recall once that the march did not occur, and that is because we had a foot of snow that was on top of 2 inches of solid ice. And at that point, you no longer could assure the safety of the individuals who participated. It's our commitment to each and every year look for ways that we can continue. As I have spoken with various individuals as well as groups regarding conducting an in-person march downtown, the response has been overwhelmingly positive. I ask that each and every individual please provide consideration for not only themselves, but also for others. And with that, then, we shall carry forward.
The MLK Holiday, Monday, January 18th, co-sponsored by the University of Kentucky, the Lexington Fayette Urban County Government, and other community partners. The march lineup begins at 9 a.m. along High Street, adjacent to the Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. Participants are asked to wear a mask or other protective facial covering. More information at www.uky.edu/MLK. I'm Carl Nathy for WUKY News.